You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used the last parliamentary sit-in week of the year to announce a multi-million dollar task force to counter foreign interference. It will spend $88 million to help develop Australia's specialist capabilities, though Mr Morrison is deliberately coy on the details.
Obviously, there are some elements of this that we can't go into precise detail about for obvious reasons. We're not about to give a heads up to those who would seek to interfere in Australia's arrangements. But the development of specialist capabilities. We have the ability to develop a response force here that can really set the standard globally.
The task force will integrate Australia's agencies, including the Australian Federal Police and Australian Security Intelligence Organisation. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the threat is evolving.
We know that for decades foreign interference has been an issue in our country, like it is in any other democracy, and we want to make sure that we protect our institutions. There's a lot of work that we've done with the higher education sector, for instance. There's work that we've been doing behind the scenes for a long period of time.
It comes as the Coalition pushes ahead with its plan to repeal the so-called asylum seeker Medivac laws. The laws make it easier for asylum seekers offshore to seek medical treatment in Australia. It was passed in the last parliament, and Labor's Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally says the laws are working.
Denying people medical care is un-Australian. It is inhumane. It is uncompassionate. If any member of this Senate is sick, we would see a doctor. If any member of our family were sick, we would send them to a doctor. And vulnerable people who are in Australia's care, who have already suffered significant trauma in their lives, should not be forced to the brink of death.
Success or failure of the repeal legislation rests with Independent Senator Jackie Lambie. She has one demand from the government that would secure her support, but won't say what it is.
What it involves is national security issues, and it's got to be dealt with very, very delicately, and that's why I'm being very, very careful in how I'm putting. I don't want those negotiations shut down.
It's speculated it involves getting the government to accept New Zealand's long-standing resettlement offer for refugees. The Prime Minister has dismissed that idea. The government is still reeling after it was blindsided by One Nation when it voted against its ensuring integrity in the union's bill. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says she stuck by her convictions.
I will be able to look back and think that I stood up for, in principle, I stood up for what I believed in, and I wasn't dictated to by anyone on anything. And I will know that the people would judge me.
The Prime Minister was not hiding his disappointment.
A number of observations have been made about the events of last week. It was disappointing. It was disappointing that having been given those assurances that that was gone back on ultimately when the vote was taken. Those are the events of last week.
The government is hoping the week ahead is better than the last. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.